Environmentalists say small, isolated wetlands are crucial to local ecosystems. They filter soil pollutants, prevent erosion, and provide a habitat for fish and wildlife. But the Bush administration's plan to redefine wetlands protection could leave 20% of the nation's wetlands unguarded. Critics say the move would benefit home builders and other developers who have long complained that federal agencies have overextended the Clean Water Act. Julie Sibbing is a wetlands policy specialist with the National Wildlife Federation. She says if states try to protect these wetlands themselves, they'll meet opposition from the same interests that lobby to limit federal wetlands protection.
Even if state wetlands were protected all along for the last 30 years under the Clean Water Act, it is still very politically difficult for the state to try to change their own laws. That will bring a lot of opponents of regulation out of the woodwork.
Despite those difficulties, legislators in Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Minnesota have all pushed for tighter wetlands protection. So far, Wisconsin is the only Great Lakes state to pass a bill protecting areas no longer covered by the Clean Water Act. Michigan is one Great Lakes state in the process of trying to preserve wetlands that fall through the regulatory gap. Under Michigan law, isolated wetlands smaller than 5 acres don't qualify for state protection. State Senator Paul Condino is championing a bill to preserve those areas. He says it's up to the state to protect Michigan's public wetlands.
I don't think President Bush and the folks in office on the federal level have any sense that they're going to go out to create further safeguards. Michigan has lost an estimated 5.5 million acres of wetlands, or almost 50% of its original wetland heritage. That's significant.
But the National Wildlife Federation's Julie Sibbing says it will be an uphill battle for any state to pass regulation.
They're being left with pretty large gaping holes in their own state water quality statutes, and at a time that couldn't be worse. Many state governments are really reeling from budget deficits, so right now is just a really hard time for them to step into that breach.
Sibbing says her group is pushing for a congressional bill that would slightly modify the Clean Water Act so the EPA can once again protect smaller, isolated waterways. But she says the bill is certain to meet stiff opposition from House Republicans. Sibbing says if the bill doesn't pass, it's unlikely states can shoulder wetlands protection on their own, and that means that small, isolated wetlands could be left out to dry. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Corey Wright.